Praise be Jesus and Mary. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. In today's gospel, continuing John chapter 6, we get into the heart of our Lord's discourse on the bread of life with more explicit references to the most holy Eucharist, the bread from heaven. Jesus' very own body, blood, soul, and divinity given to us as the food we need for our journey towards heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, Jesus tells us. And worthy reception of Holy Communion is the greatest help we have of living forever, of attaining salvation, eternal life. It's our Lord's solemn promise. In this chapter, he repeats that promise in so many words. Believe me, receive me, feed on me, receive worthily the Eucharist, and you will live forever. And receiving communion devoutly, regularly and often, if possible, daily, is the greatest help we have to attain holiness, sanctification. So yes, receiving Holy Communion should be making us holy. It makes perfect sense. Receive Holy Communion, become holier ourselves. That contact with our Lord, receiving him into our very bodies and souls, the God of holiness. If we're not getting holier, something's terribly wrong. And certainly not our Lord's fault, but our own fault. Something's not right with us when we receive communion. And what could that be? We don't get as much from communion, even if it's daily communion, due to a lack of preparation. Lack of prayerful preparation before communion, before Mass, of not having the right dispositions. That is, when we are to receive communion, we are supposed to desire communion. It's part of the dispositions. So not just the 1 hour fast, not being in the state of mortal sin, but actually to desire to receive communion, to want to receive communion. There's the intention there to receive our Lord. So a lack of a right disposition is oftentimes the problem, combined with that terrible spirit of routineness, going through the motions. That's the spirit of mediocrity, tepidity, lukewarmness, and that's probably true for almost all of us, unfortunately, when we receive communion, going through the motions. Sadly, our Lord could lament of so many of us who come to Mass. This people's heart is far from me. But we don't want that to be true for us. We want to make the very most, benefit to the maximum of every Holy Communion as our Lord intends it to be for us. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the whole Christian life, the Church teaches us. And this should be evident in our lives, our continual growth in holiness, through regular, frequent, even daily communion. So let us strive to get the most out of every communion by receiving our Lord with the right dispositions. And I would suggest, every time receive our Lord as if it was your first communion, your last communion, your only communion. Praise be Jesus and Mary.